Buffalo is reeling. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, leaving 10 people dead and three others wounded. The white male suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, has been arraigned on murder charges. He wore military gear and live-streamed the shooting spree with his helmet camera. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying the Justice Department will investigate the mass shooting as a racially motivated hate crime. 11 victims are black and two are white. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown speaking about the pain his city is feeling.
We are hurting and we are seething right now as a community. The depth of pain that families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained.
Two separate shootings outside the Milwaukee Bucks-Boston Celtics playoff game in downtown Milwaukee Friday night, injuring at least 20 people, 17 in one location.
District 1 officers reported hearing bullets whizzing past their heads as they were there. They had immediate response, and we have 10 people in custody for that incident.
Assistant Milwaukee Police Chief Nicole Waldner. Following the Supreme Court draft opinion leak that supports ending Roe versus Wade, pro-choice demonstrators protesting in cities across the U.S. Saturday. D.C. Ward 4 Councilmember Janice Lewis-George, at a rally outside the Supreme Court, saying the opinion is aimed at minorities and low-income Americans.
Overturning Roe will hurt black, brown, indigenous communities, disabled communities.
Pro-choice activists also gathering in front of the homes of Supreme Court justices. Republicans saying that a federal law that prohibits this is not being enforced by the Justice Department. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas denouncing the protests of pro-choice activists outside Supreme Court justices' homes.
You would never visit Supreme Court justices' houses when things didn't go our way. We didn't throw temper tantrum. I think it is incumbent on us to always act appropriately and not to repay tit for tat.
A Ukrainian band winning the global contest Eurovision Saturday. Ukraine's President Zelensky saying that Ukraine will one day host the song contest in the besieged port city of Mariupol.
Ukrainian band Kalush Orchestra won the Eurovision Song Contest this weekend. It was a clear show of support for the war-ravaged nation. The six-man band mixes traditional folk melodies and contemporary hip-hop in purposeful defense of Ukrainian culture. It was the sentimental and bookmaker's favorite to win among the 25 bands and performers competing in the grand finale. The public vote from home, securing the Ukrainian victory. The band's frontman taking advantage of the enormous global audience to make an impassioned plea to free the fighters still trapped beneath a sprawling steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A rare occurrence happening in the skies Sunday night.
The heavens above much of North and South America will be putting on quite a celestial show this weekend. A total eclipse of the moon will be taking place Sunday night into the wee hours of Monday morning. The best places to view this first so-called blood moon of 2022 will be in the eastern half of North America and all of Central and South America. NASA's Noah Petro, a planetary geologist, says this is really an eclipse for the Americas. But folks in Africa, Europe, and the Middle East will get to see a portion portion of it, too. This lunar eclipse will be a long one, about 90 minutes. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.